Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Architecture of Wealth. My name is Mark Struthers. I am your host. And I got Pebbles joining me, too. We are going casual. I got on my storm hat, getting ready for back to school. I have a soon-to-be freshman and a soon-to-be senior. And as I get back to school, we start to get things packed. Now, if you're packing, going to college is a much more serious packing situation. For my oldest, we will be packing for college about a year. Part of that packing, though, is some stuff we're doing now. So we're college applications, ACT stuff. Those of you who have soon-to-be seniors, you know what I'm talking about. Part of that packing, though, should include your 529 plan. 529 is a college funding plan, a specific state-specific college funding plan. Money goes in post-tax, it comes out tax-free, and you can invest in a wide array of risky and non-risky assets. It comes out tax-free for qualified education expenses. Big fan of the 529 plan, have spoken at a couple of their conferences, and I love the folks who put on that 529 conference. It's mostly larger institutions and state treasurer types, but just a really great group of people who really do care about promoting healthy saving and spending on college. But getting back to packing your 529, what I mean by that is your 529 has to be prepared to go to college. And for most people, that means decreasing to some level of decreasing risk as you approach college. What you have now is folks who looked at their 529 plan and saw an amount, we'll say $50,000 back in December of 2021, just 6, 7, 8 months ago. They're now looking at their balance and saying they've lost 20% or more. They're seeing 40, and they say, well, I needed that 50. Well, as you might guess, they probably should have started packing their 529 sooner, meaning decreasing risk. So today we're going to give you some tips that if you are in that situation, ways you might deal with it. And if you are like me and your child, you have a year or more, these are some things that you can do to make sure your 529 plan is packed. And hopefully Pebbles out hunting rabbits in the landscaping is not too distracting for you. I just love, this is a little area down below our deck that I just love. It's a quiet area to sit and hopefully you can hear well. Hopefully you do podcasts well, but if not, hopefully you enjoy the sunlight. So when you think about college funding and de-risking, it's challenging. Your runway is shorter both for saving and investing and for spending down. For retirement, you have arguably 40 years or more to save and invest and at least 20 to 30 years or more to spend it down. That gives you a lot of leeway to ride out these markets ups and downs, you know. So even though that sounds scary, don't panic. Take a breath. If you have some tuition bills coming due, sit down and see what you have. And then try to come up with a plan that puts you in the best position to succeed, not just now, so don't panic and sell everything, but also for the next 4 years. And if you're a year, 2, 3 years off, especially if you're 2 or 3 years off, let this be a warning to you. Obviously I was in the business back in 2009, and folks certainly had it a lot worse. Would have a 40% drop sometimes right before college. So, and this is where you know, to be blunt, you should be managing your money, or your advisor should be helping you with risk. Realizing there's no foolproof way to manage what we've just went through for the last 6 months, but ideally, unless you have some of the solutions we're talking about here, you should have been decreasing risk probably at least a year, if not 2 to 3 years out. So first of all, you can look to see if you have other assets you could use. So as many people know, for our clients, we use not just 529 plans, we often use Roth IRAs. And you could use, because Roth contributions are available anytime tax or penalty free. You could do Roth conversions, things that gets pretty complicated. But realizing that if you use it for college, you're not using it for retirement. And also, you know, you'd see what you were invested in, you might have the same problem in your Roth. Or you could have other 529 plans. You know, can you save the, because you can change beneficiaries almost any time, can you use those funds for a younger child? In my case, I have a 15-year-old, just turned 15 today, and a 17-year-old. Can I use some of those funds and put off spending them? So, and then realizing the risk if you do that. So, right, you know, the market's come back since a lot of us, since we had this downturn to some degree, but it could go down further. So you could put off selling. And if we have a, 2009 was challenging because the market bottomed in March of 2009. And it took several years in most cases to get back to even, so to speak, depending on what you were invested in. So realizing the risk and be comfortable with it. Again, there's no easy solution here. One thing you could do too is dollar cost sell, meaning you don't know where the top or bottom of the market is. No one does. You know, I still remember Mark Haynes from CNBC picking the bottom back in March of 2009. He's the only one. He's the one, rest in peace, Mark, that I've seen that could pick the bottom, even though, you know, no one, I never saw him pick the top. And, you know, even anyone could get lucky once. So you could dollar cost, meaning you say, I'm going to liquidate a little bit each week. My tuition bill is $10,000. I'm going to liquidate a little bit. And part of that could be getting on a tuition payment plan with your college, saying, you know, how can I spread this money out? How can I dollar cost sell? Realizing the market could go down further, but this is a way where if it does go up, you're not kicking yourself. Or you could simply sit, liquidate enough just for 1 year, hope the rest comes back. But again, try to come up with a plan to de-risk that 529 plan when you need the funds again in another year. Another option, selling the less risky assets. So you might have some cash that you could use. Let the risky assets come back, realizing they might not. That's where that dollar cost selling might come in. The bonds. Bonds have dropped along with stocks. You know, and this is where I do get a little bit frustrated that more 529 plans or those who manage them, you know, didn't take a little more care in duration. Obviously, we want to prepare for deflation or recessions. That's where those longer dated, longer duration bonds are most effective. But also, if you're having rising rates, you know, the idea that you don't take some of that duration, I know it's a technical term, off the table, I don't quite get. That being said, the bonds still offer some diversification. They weren't 30% down like some of those high-flying growth stocks. They might have only lost 10% or 15%. So at least you can sell those and then let hopefully some of the riskier assets come back, realizing that if you're removing some of the less risky stuff, you have additional risk in your portfolio that could go down. There also could be equities that didn't go down as much. If you had value stocks, you know, commodity-related stocks, or you had Treasury Inflation Protected Security, that's not a stock, but a type of bond that probably did okay. So you could liquidate some of those, realizing hopefully some of these growth stocks would come back. Hopefully it doesn't take more than a year or two. But those are options the way you can do to deal with it. So when you think about it, just think in terms of what bills do I have to pay? What do I have available to me? And am I able to de-risk this portfolio? Or am I able to put off some of these liquidations, you know, and use the assets for another child? Or realizing that you probably don't want to have a lot of assets left in your 529 plan. You know, if you just have one child, then that could be a problem unless they're going to grad school. And one other FYI is target date funds. So some of you might have had target date funds that decrease risk to some degree, but target date funds usually don't get rid of the risk completely. It's not a good nor bad thing, but just be aware that it does have some volatility. And again, if these target date funds, they're not necessarily preparing for rising rates. That's why you saw them drop. The bonds did not, they had some diversification benefits, but they didn't have the kind of diversification benefits you would have like in a 2009 where you had a hardcore recession, or a depression where the bonds actually increased in value. So just be aware of what that looks like. And if you're relying on them, be aware you can't carve out and just sell the bonds, sell the cash, and leave those risky assets to come back. Be aware of how many risky assets you have, what the value or the volatility of that fund might look like for your remaining 2, 3, 4 years, and then be prepared for it. You know, if you didn't make a change, make a change. It's again, target date funds are one size fits all. So there's certainly some, and they certainly can keep a lot of folks who might have had 100% equities, at least they've scaled back to maybe 30, 40% equities. And they might be better off than if they had not done the target date funds. Those who are not approaching college, don't have a college bill next month, again, take a look at what you're invested in, start to think about the risking, about a plan. No plan's perfect, but at least a plan. You can combine it, coordinate it with other assets. If you have a target date fund, again, realizing what that glide path, that the glide path is how quickly that fund de-risks. And also, again, realizing it still might be volatile. It still could lose 10, 20%, even when the child's in college, depending on the target date fund. Realizing you can't carve out the stuff that didn't go down or didn't go down as much or went up and let everything come back. That's where you might need to look at another option, realizing you're going to have to manage it. One last warning with target date funds, and you saw this in 2009, you had folks who used target date funds, but especially if they got off to maybe a little bit later start in college savings. And what you had was they were buying in often right before, say, 2006 or seven, somewhere in there. They were buying in the equities at kind of the high. You had a 40, 50% drop. And then and it was such a gradual comeback. What you had was these 529 plans were de-risking, meaning selling equities and buying bonds, but they were also locking in the losses for those equities. So you had folks who all of a sudden got to 2016 or 17 and their 529 plan had a negative balance, or maybe they, I remember one, it returned, it wasn't one of my clients, but returned as much as a savings account. And, you know, understandably, the client's going, you know, I thought these were the safe way to go. In this case, they weren't. In this case, if the client had been more proactive or the advisor, they should have been saying, you know what, let's, these new contributions, let's put, you know, maybe we put new contributions someplace else. Let's give these, or let's buy in at the low, you know, let's not de-risk. We still have 5 or 6 years realizing the risk of equities. But let's buy more, or let's let these funds come back and not de-risk. That's where the target date fund caused more harm than good. So did not mean for this to be a rip on target date funds. So we're going to pause there. We try to keep all of our podcast, well, under 10 minutes, but we're at 12, so not too bad. So enjoy your summers. It looks like Pebbles abandoned me. Go Storm. As many of you know, I'm in Chanhassen. So whatever grade your child is going into, I wish them well. I hope they grow academically, they grow socially, they grow emotionally. I hope it's a great year for everyone. So we're going to have a few more conversations around education and college. So next week we have an interview with a parent whose child is going to trade school. I love the conversation about this. It's a trend you see more and more. So please join us. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Stay well, everyone.